What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that wants to go to Bermuda, Bahama, come on pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, and we go down to Kokomo, we'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow, that's where we wanna go, we're down to Kokomo.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. My name's Terry.
We should just do this. My name is Andy.
Andy the bloody hell, how are you?
Very, very well, Terry. And you?
I do well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, you may have inferred from that little ditty at the start there. And, you know what? I had nothing. And then I was just looking at your lovely shirt. And
Thank you.
It was caught between three. And that was the first one that came out.
You didn't even know what you were going to say.
No,
next.
It was going to be either Escape, the Pina Colada song.
Okay, yeah.
Or Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger.
In Paradise.
Yeah, or Kokomo.
I think you probably chose the right one. Especially given the audience.
Yeah.
I could join in on that one, you know.
But if I said to you, the podcast, that likes Pina Coladas. And getting caught in the rain.
I would have said it wrong. Right. I would have said, like, getting high in the rain.
If you like pineapple in your drink.
Yeah, something like that.
How you been?
Good.
Birthday good. Boy.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Will you stop?
Yeah, old fuck.
This is the first. Do you know, this is the first in this inclination of the pod, and put it in age, that one of us has not been in our 30s. What I'm alluding to, folks, is that I am 40 now. And things are going to be different around here.
He is 40. Hear him roar.
I used to run for miles. I used to ride my bike. I used to wake
all
up.
All right. Okay.
Okay, we've done a lot of singing. Yeah, very good. That's why I got the shirt.
Nice.
Got off someone in work, or people in work.
Nice.
Yeah. And,
what kind of shirt is it? Is it like a
Dunn's
Tommy Bahama?
No. I mean, between me and you, I got tat. The rest of it was tat. But it was nice.
For the big 4-0?
Yeah, off people in work.
Like, all right, okay.
Where it was, I got this. They got me this wooden thing with a quote on it. Like a wooden stick. This is so me. It says, "Sorry, did I roll my eyes too loud?" That is so me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Stuff like that, you know, like a mug that says 40 and making it up as I go along, which is accurate. You know, stuff like that. But it was nice.
Real office culture, isn't it?
You know, I'll tell you the worst.
They seem like nice people. They got your presents at least.
They are lovely. And my desk was all decorated. Someone came in at the weekend to do it. So, you know, I can't really.
That happened to me once. I found it quite unnerving. That I was like, who did my desk?
Who the fuck touched my stuff?
It's like, I don't know anybody.
Trying not to freak out. Sorry, guys. Just. Can I have your attention real quick? Who touched my stuff?
I was like, who do I know in the office that would be here that would like me enough to like decorate my desk?
Well, see,
I didn't think I had that kind of relationship with anybody.
They got to do it. They got to tick the box. You know what I mean?
It's a little card or something.
I don't like working remotely and then slacking off and then someone goes onto my PC and sees that I'm slacking off. That's what I'm always worried about. Now, I know what you're saying. Not don't slack off. Slack off not on the remote access. But sometimes I forget.
How do we get into this?
Work culture. Yeah. And I'll tell you.
What did you get from the fam?
Well, let me tell you this before. Well, let me tell you one more game.
Okay.
Here's the worst thing about
point work. Point your finger at me.
Work. You're breathing on my
hood. Yeah.
I was watching Keenan and Kel the other day, actually. But that's another issue.
It's all good stuff.
Do you know what is terrible for office humor? The gif. The general GIF game of your co-workers is shocking.
Are you on Slack or anything? Like,
no, but there's GIFs on Outlook and all that. And it's all the, like, girl doing the spit take, taking the coffee, you know, the one, or, like, the guy, just all the basics, the guy, like, the double blink.
Oh, yeah, or you know, the black
not
guy.
Not even. I'd love to get the black guy tapping his head. No, nothing like that. It's all just like, dancing, like, woo.
The worst guy you know made a good point, that guy.
Yeah, you know, all this shit. So if I may say,
I pride myself on my gift game.
You have a very strong gift game, and I tell you regularly.
Yeah, I mean, I go the extra yards, though. Yeah. I will, you know what? I get a bit of joy out of it.
Oh, I get, you know, there was one, especially when you know you've got, well, I knew when I sent you that one a few months ago where it was like, of course I'm going to be in the main event. And I'm already laughing. I'm looking at my phone and I see Terry typing like, will it be three laffies? Maybe four. You know, like it was four.
A genuine LOL.
I knew. Yeah. You know when you just know that's going to have him laughing out loud wherever he is. It's like, oh, it's getting better.
Yeah, it's like, and I could just picture like, of course I'm going to be in the main. I could hear him. That bum.
Hey,
if you don't know what we're talking to, folks, go back in the archives and listen to our Beyond the Mat episode
from
1988. It seems like that's how long ago it was we recorded that episode.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Long time. And all of our stuff on Patreon. But the birthday was good. Do you know what? I was a little bit on Monday. I was a bit quiet, I noticed.
It was Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I was a bit, I don't know, like, because you don't know what to have to react to such a big birthday, you know what I mean? Or I didn't. I just wanted to kind of get on with it, you know what I mean?
Happy birthday. There's no such thing.
No such thing. And it's like, you know, I don't feel 40. Although I am thinking when I'm going to start wearing more shirts like this.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going the opposite way. All I'm buying is t-shirts.
I feel like shirts are a bit more forgiving. Although I have been back in the gym every second day, if you're asking.
Work.
But thank you. But I feel like shirts are a bit more, I don't know, you know, cover the gut a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're fine, but
I think I'm embracing the gut right now these days.
But you know what? Like, I really don't think I'm going to ever get mature like a normal 40-year-old. Like, there was someone in here, in this very room, and he was the chairperson for one of the conferences. And I was going through all the technical stuff of, like, and we're going to do this, and then after this video plays, we'll come back to you. You let me know if you need it, blah, blah, blah. It's just the way he got, I don't even think he copped it himself. He's like, okay, and are you going to come in my face? Or... And I was like, no. I'll just be here.
I'll give you a heads up. I'll give you the nod.
Oh my god!
Like, when I'm about to blow, I'll give you the nod,
and then you can forget. But you know what I mean? Stuff like that, where I'm like, I took all of my faculties to not be like,
it's like the eyebrow goes up. You just have to like push it back down. Yes,
you know, so shit like that. Yeah. But still,
I mean. You say that, and I agree. There's like, inside you are two wolves.
Mm.
Because I do feel that definitely, once you get to a certain point, certain things about you don't change.
Mm.
Your humor, whatever like that. Well,
can evolve.
Yeah, yes. But I do think, knowing you as long as I know you, your genuine outlook on things has changed.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Probably. For the better or for the worse?
For the better, I think. You know?
Yeah.
You're a bit... I say you're a bit more open.
Oh, that's good.
Not when it comes to, discovering new
movies?
Art.
No, it's not art. It's movies, specifically. Art. It's actually put me off
movies,
watching
books,
movies.
Books, television, art, media.
No. Because I do watch art. I watch my art. Now, you would hate
what
I've been watching lately. It's on YouTube, I'll tell you that. But
go on,
but this is the new era, right? So there's a YouTuber that I watch, and well,
grow up, mate. You're 40.
Yeah, right. I am one.
A YouTuber.
There's a YouTuber that I watch, and it's him and his wife. They're American, and
swingers.
What?
They're swingers.
No, but they're probably super religious or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
they're the ones, you know. The freaks in the sheet.
But Joni actually started watching, and it's just like a nice slice of life, whatever.
You sick son of a bitch.
You'll fry.
You'll fry.
But he's doing this 50-day challenge where him and his wife, and it's lovely, it's just a nice viewing, but they go to an Airbnb every day in a new state. They're driving every day to a new one, and they have
they
to
have
do
kids?
All these challenges. No, not
yeah,
kids.
Of course.
No, they're in their 20s. Yeah. But they're raising money. They've raised like over 5 million now for some St. Jude's hospital or whatever it is. But like, I was listening to a podcast about it, because it was like, it's a real groundbreaking thing, because now it's like, this is like, each video averages maybe 4 million views a video, half an hour each long. Like, it's like a hit show every day, you know what I mean, in terms of numbers and time and all this. But like, we me, Carrie, and Joni will now just be like, okay, we're having our dinner and we're watching this. Like, great. Like, that's we're nice. All into it. And it's like, it's been a while since we've had something that's like, oh, the new thing is out today. Let's all sit and watch it. And it's something that, like, you know, it's not, it's just sort of a nice, easy watch for all of us. But I just think, like, that's so modern.
Hmm.
A modern way to, you know what I mean? Because they were talking about, like...
That's so Gen Z, Andy.
Well, it is, but it also, I think, there was a stat of, like, the, even on Netflix, like, the stuff that's been released every week is actually proving a lot more higher watched than, like,
binge watching. Who would have thought it?
So it's great that they're going back to
Netflix are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
They broke everything.
They did, didn't
and
they?
Now they broke everything, and then it's like, well, this is broken. It's like, yeah, you broke it, mate.
Yeah.
So, and like in the hot dog costume, like, yeah, we're all trying to find the guy who did this. And that's a Netflix show.
Yeah.
And,
but you know, like,
I love that. I love having a week to week watch.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's and this is probably the first thing that it's like, it's not, I wouldn't recommend it to you. I don't think you'd like it, but it's, you know, it's just a nice sort of like,
I was thinking about this. I like literally was thinking about this topic on the way over because on YouTube, I used YouTube for something on the way over, and I was like, I wonder if Cantwell ever does this, uses YouTube for this specific purpose.
What is it?
So I watched the end of Whiplash.
Yeah.
Just because I saw something on Twitter, and it was like a gif of like the end, and I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to stick on the end of Whiplash, last 10 minutes. And I was like, wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a great just like snippet of high art?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, no, what's the end of La La Land? Because the end scene's there for another 10 minutes. And I was like, isn't that great? Isn't that great that I can just do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube is great.
For that stuff. But I was like,
for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can do whatever.
Yeah.
Some
good stuff. Some
video pods. I watch all, whatever good scene from whatever movie you're thinking of, it's on YouTube.
Incorrect, my friend.
Whatever. You're obscure. Why do we have to
trawl through and I'm making these solo pods? I'm like, oh, that's the scene I want. Like,
No?
No, it's like, it doesn't have that scene. It has this other crap scene. I'm like, all right.
Are you familiar with Get Yarn?
I sure am.
Good.
That's for GIFs, though.
Oh, they've got movie clips, too.
Yeah, but like, it's not going to be...
You can save it as a GIF or you can save it as a video file with audio.
Yeah, but it's...
You know, that's where I get like, this bites or something like that. And obscure, you just type it in, the quote, and it just pops up.
Hey, can we talk about something?
Anything but wrestling.
It's wrestling. I want to talk about wrestling.
How was it? How was your AE dub night?
So, actually, it was long. Guess how long the pay-per-view ran for?
4 hours?
5 hours, 50 minutes.
It's too long.
That's too long. I fell asleep.
It's all too long.
I fell asleep and I had to watch the end the next morning. And I started watching it at 9 o'clock. So I was like, be in bed by 1. I'll watch the whole thing 4 hours.
Wow.
Now, it is their WrestleMania. Yeah. You know, their version of WrestleMania. And can I just say, it was incredible. Oh. Like, the highs were the highest that I felt watching wrestling in a long time. What was the name of that podcast that reached out to us, their wrestling podcast?
Wrestling Fan Wrestling Show, something like that.
I asked you.
That is what it is.
Okay. Yeah. And they talked to you, they said, oh, you know, the wrestling's better in AEW, but the storytelling in WWE is better.
You're
going to
make them eat their words, yeah?
You remember the Cody Rhodes winning the world title and it was like... No, when he won the world title, it was like, The Rock showed up and then... Seth Rollins, and then like, The Undertaker appeared for no reason. You know, like all this, like, you know, they had all these big entrances and it was going. AEW did their version of that. And the whole thing is that, like, Jon Moxley has been holding the company hostage for the last 9 months. He's had the title and he's locked it away in a briefcase and nobody's seen it. And he's killed everybody along the way. And they did a thing where it was like he choked out Bryan Danielson, retired him. And it was a Texas death match. And 2 minutes into it, I sent you, I don't know if you watched that clip I sent you it like on Twitter. It was a 2 minute like summary of the Texas death match.
I don't remember. Did I reply to it?
I don't think you did. I said, it was like, happy birthday, buddy. And I sent you.
Oh,
like,
I must have missed it. Sorry.
And it's like literally, they have like dueling forks to start the match. They both have like forks. Right. And like, he gets it in like a, I guess like a front guard in the jits hold. And then the guy on the bottom, Hangman Page, just like has it in like a triangle. And then just like, gets the fork and is like stabbing into the forehead of Moxley. No, Jesus. Gigan or whatever. It was like, Just blood. And I was like, wow. Oh my God. I feel alive. Like,
hey, look at this. Was Faye watching at this point? At what point did Faye tap out?
She tapped out about...
She get make an hour in?
About an hour. It was two matches because the second match was like a... It's like their version of a Royal Rumble. They do a casino gauntlet match where it's like... you remember a gauntlet match?
Where someone comes in after someone's...
So it's like casino gauntlet is like you don't know who's coming. You know the first two.
Yeah.
And then you don't know who's... And they bill it as like you want to be number one or number two because then you could win the match and nobody could come out. You know, you want to, as opposed to the Royal Rumble, you don't want to draw one or two.
Right.
Because you're going to be in there longest. But you know that the match is going to go like 40 minutes because it's you want to get everybody in. So I think she made it to the end of that and she'd seen like the first match. So about an hour.
Was she into it at all?
She
What did she tap out of first? Was it the wrestling on screen or was it you?
No, I was just saying. Yeah, I had to. But like, she was like, the first match... She wasn't really into it, and I don't really blame her because it was kind of a match that I probably would have put on fourth, like a break match. It was like nobody was really hyped for it,
right?
And there was nothing too spectacular, but there, like,
because sometimes you can laugh at it, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I thought she might get her enjoyment from it. It's like it's so cheesy, but it's funny.
Yeah, she's been in on it before. Like, she went years ago when we were watching like Enzo and Big Cass, and they were doing
that. You can't teach that
SAWFT. So, and she was like, her exact words are like, that's so fun. Like, you know,
it's fun.
And like, Big Cass is in AEW.
All right.
Yeah, but he's Big Bill because his name is William Morrissey. So he's like,
Big Bill.
And he's fucking deadly. But anyway, she was looking at the first match and was kind of like, what are they, like, why aren't they doing like explosive moves? Like, a lot of punching and kicking. And I was like, I get it. Whereas if you'd watched like the Young Bucks versus Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland, incredible, like stuff they're doing, that you're like, how are they moving this quick, and how is like the choreograph stuff is incredible.
Like, you don't need context for it.
No, you could just sit down and watch it. Like, they hate each other, but it's like the story is the Young Bucks are a better tag team, but these guys are incredible single stars. And anyway, all I'll say is like they paid off. It was like this 2-year story of Hangman Page where it was like he was feuding with somebody. With Swerve Strickland, they hated each other. Swerve Strickland broke into his house a la Triple H, Randy Orton stuff. In retaliation, like, that turned Hangman heel. Like, he went crazy.
Right.
Hated everybody. Like, burned down Strickland's house. Like, they did a thing on Twitter. It was actually really clever. They did a thing on Twitter where it's like, Swerve Strickland has just bought back his childhood home today. It's like, and it's like, yeah. Like, and then, like, the end of the show was like, that home was empty.
No.
And Hangman's is on the big screen. He's walking through, like, he sets it on fire, like, sits outside in the lawn chair drinking a glass of whiskey. It's like, oh my God, these guys hate each other. And to spoil it, like, at the end, you had the, like, Moxley has his crew and they were like wrecking stuff and they were like, you have, the Texas Death Match is you have to count to 10. It's the last man standing match. And Hangman kept getting up. He's like, oh, that's it this time. You know, every time it was like, oh, he's not getting up. And he would get up, you know, at 9.9 or whatever. And then it's like, all of a sudden, Bryan Danielson shows back up. He was like, retired.
Right.
He shows back up, fucking crowd went mental. Darby Allin, who was the daredevil of the company, like, rappels down from the top of a baseball stadium. I was like, flashes of Owen Hart, though.
Yeah,
I was nervous.
Or Sting or something like that.
Yeah, because, and he's Sting's guy, like Darby and Sting were always together, like, so, and then it was, that paid off, and then it was like, oh, but one last, you know, the Young Bucks come back out and they're trying to cost them, and the whole thing is like, Swerve and Hangman hate each other, they're never going to be friends, Swerve comes out, takes out the Young Bucks, gives him a weapon for, like, Hangman to win the title, and it's like, these two arch enemies have become, you know, and it's like, what a fucking way, like, I never... When that started, it would have been, that's the payoff 2 years down the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it was done. It's no, like, if you smell, and it's like, oh, and it's like a 10-minute walk to the ring while the match is still going on.
Yeah.
And it was just like, they would show up naturally as you would. Like, it was a real, like, more authentic version of, than
that's
the WWE
thing,
one.
Because like, WWE is just, I really feel like WWE is banking on nostalgia. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, like I was saying to you,
they're
before,
on fumes at the moment.
Yeah, or like you hear that theme tune, you're like, oh, it does give you that, oh, for like 2 seconds. And then you're like, ah, it's 2025.
Like, somebody was like, John Cena, when he, like, in that match, the Cody match, when he sprinted down to the ring, and I was like, John Cena was not.
He ain't sprinting.
You know, he ain't sprinting nowhere, man. Like, he's their world champ right now. Yeah. Like, you know, he's the world champ. He won the title at this year's WrestleMania. Been terrible, the retirement run. Like,
so would you say this was the best All In that you've seen?
I was at one of them. I was at the one in London.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably, the highs in this one were better.
Right.
Than, and like, there was a couple, like, there was a weird moment where, like, Adam Cole, who's a wrestler, and he suffered from concussions before, and he was, like, supposed to be defending his title, and he came out and he's like, I had to relinquish it.
Yeah.
Didn't say what happened, but he was kind of talking as if, like, he might be retiring. But also, it was like, I felt like he was saying, like, he might have cancer or something like that, because it was just the way he looked.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, is he not okay? And he had his two mates in the ring with him. They're all, like, close to tears. So that was a weird moment. And then they had to have the match, a rescheduled match for that afterwards. So the crowd were kind of, like, bit dead for like the first half of the pay-per-view. They kind of didn't really know what to be doing with themselves. But then it really picked up in the second half. Like
Second. By hour four, it really picked up.
I'd say about hour two. Yeah. It's too long. It's definitely too long.
I don't get it. Why do they do it? Why do they all do it? Why can't they just fit in?
Because
I tell you, it's actually evident, if I may jump in. It's actually evident of the world that we're in now, where it's like, it's too much effort to think of a way to get it into a 3-hour show. Like a movie, if you can't tell it in two, you're doing something wrong. You know,
tell that to Scorsese.
I'm not going to tell Scorsese anything. Yeah, he can do it. But I genuinely think, though, that's like, it takes more effort to fit it in rather than just like, fuck their attention span. We'll just make it longer. You know what I mean? What are they going to complain about? Maybe if you paid for a ticket or you paid for a pay-per-view, you'd be like, great, I'm getting my money's worth.
You totally would, like.
You know what I mean? But like,
and the crowd, I was like, how are they still up
so
much? Like, they're like,
trying to start at 2?
2 in the afternoon. So it would have been about 8 o'clock that night, Texas time, whatever.
Texas. I'm glad it was good.
And like WWE like tried to counter-program on that weekend.
Oh, you were saying, yeah.
They put on 3 pay-per-views. They put out an NXT pay-per-view on the same time. They didn't sell out a building that did 800. They put on the Saturday night's main event, which is like Goldberg's last ever match.
I seen him complaining about that.
Yeah, because like, he got cut off. His retirement speech got cut off because they fucked up the timing. So he's in the ring giving a speech, and like Peacock or whatever it was on. Was it Netflix? Yeah.
I don't even know. Netflix must have been.
I think it's Peacock. Because Netflix only have Raw in the States.
Oh, right.
So Peacock like cut them off. And then they did a women's pay-per-view, Evolution 2. It's been like 7 years since the first Evolution. Like, we'll put it on that weekend so that we'll have the last word of the weekend. And like, the show was quite good, but like, they also were saying like, it was real hastily put together, and it was like
petty.
Yeah, real petty. Like,
and it shows that you're quaking in your boots, if anything.
That big nose cunt.
I've seen Goldberg giving out on Ariel Helwani's show, and I was like, I didn't know anything about what happened. I was like, this guy giving out again.
Yeah.
But you know,
broke a referee's rib, giving him a spear. Broke little Nature's rib.
Danger. Yeah, this guy.
Bernard is like, the popcorn stand guy needs to have his eyes in the back of his head when Goldberg's about.
Sure, yeah. Goldie. Say, I'm not your bro. Could have been a long time ago. You ever see that with him and Matt Riddle? Did you ever see that?
No.
It's like
it was Goldberg. Oh yeah,
I see all the time. He's
backstage.
Like, I'm not your bro. By the way, I could have been a long time ago. You put a stop to that.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah, he wanted him for a match, and
Goldberg couldn't wrestle or something.
Yeah,
or
it was part of getting a match going. Like,
can I talk to you about something that is just so fucking stupid? But I want to talk. It's
Club World Cup.
No, but I want to talk about that as well. Did you see the latest blunder from Ireland's worst export? Is that the right term? Conor McGregor.
Oh yeah. Okay.
See
I didn't see the pick. I didn't want to see the pick.
No, I saw the pick, of course. But
who is this person that he's sexting?
Right. So here's.
I'm completely out of the loop.
Here's the matter. I don't really know who she is. Yeah, she's mental. But the thing is, like, she's some singer or a rapper or something like that. But like, known to be mental.
Yeah.
And like, it was like in her requests. Like, it's not like we've been back and forth. This is just a random like, I got a message. Because in your Instagram, I don't know if yours is the same, but it's like you have in your messages,
you
have primary, general, and then requests.
Yeah.
And so requests is just anyone, you know.
Some rando.
You don't check it most of the time. And that was just there in her requests. Like,
as unsolicited,
him.
Like.
Yeah, totally unsolicited. And the whole thing of, like, him being...
our next president, ladies and germs.
Yeah, and the whole thing with the case, and it's like, oh, I'm a family man, and all this. And then just to do this again, and then Dee is out again in her stories.
I believe my man, or whatever. She's...
what's she saying, like, that he didn't do it? Like,
it's there, you know what I mean?
It was so surreal. I mean, I can't... it's like, it's so... etched in stone, this story of, like, rise and fall, you know, and you could see it happening even in real time, even when he was on the rise. And I'm just like, I can't, like, I used to like this guy so much, and now he is such an embarrassment.
I have people, I have friends who were like, they went to Vegas to see him against Aldo.
Yeah.
And we know a few. And like,
can't imagine how good that was.
They're like, that comes up in conversation now. Like, when that comes up in conversation, Conor McGregor or anything like that, like, they're like, a while ago, I would have been like, I went to see him in Vegas. It was brilliant. Mm. Now they're like, I actually can't say it. I can't be like, I flew halfway across the world
you
to see this guy.
You used to like him because he's done so much more wrong than right. But the thing, like, he used to be so fucking zen almost, or like, he'd always
never
say.
Never that zen. Like,
no, but like, before he kind of got G's, like.
Dana, you know, he was.
Yeah, but then
always
when.
Had that about him.
But when he was kind of on the rise, he was always so kind of calm in himself. Or there was something about him that you thought, like, oh, there's really something special about this guy. And then just fucking money and fame and the rest,
drugs.
Just drugs. But I mean, oh my fucking. Like, what? Like, that's tapped behavior to just send that to someone randomly, like, after all the shit you've just come out of.
Did I hear that? Because he dropped his case or his appeal or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
In the rape case.
Yeah.
That he now may be done for perjury in
court
because he was like, oh, he never did these things, you know, under oath or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, that because he's dropped his appeal or whatever, that like the stuff that he said in the trial is now considered perjury.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, they could be
doing.
Imagine.
Yeah. I mean, fucking go. Just go.
But it's symptomatic of the way the world is that, like, he's like talking about, oh, I'm going back over to the White House or whatever. And like, they'll have him. They'll gladly have him.
They will have
there
him.
And
they
like,
love him.
And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, when is this? Don't tell me it's going to be 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, the Trump thing. Like,
speaking of Trump, did you see him on stage at the fucking Club World Cup? If I may vent for a second,
what a joke.
Fucking joke. This glorified pre-season,
post-season friendly competition.
Yeah. And like, granted, Liverpool won it in 2019 and we had the crest and all that. It was like two games or something.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
Never been this. This is a whole.
This is like, how can
money
FIFA
laundering thing.
Squeeze. How can we get in on club football action?
Yeah.
And how can we try and sell it to the fucking Qataris or whatever. I don't even like know the internet.
Like, Chelsea have been given 85 million.
Yeah.
For winning that. Right? How much did you get for winning the Champions League?
I don't know.
No, not 85 billion.
Mm.
You know? It's based on TV rights.
It's your man Infantino's.
He's worse than Blatter ever
he
was.
He is worse.
How could you go from Blatter to this guy? Like, you're like, oh, it's definitely going to be a little bit better, like, no.
His signature is on the trophy twice, right? And the whole thing of, like, it's such a, like, vanity project for him. And then, yeah, of course it was fucking Chelsea as well, the fucking cash cows, where it's like, well, I think we've got bragging rights over every club in the world, so I think it'll be bigger than Champions League one day. I think it, and some saying it is. I'm like,
what are you talking about?
Oh.
Why were you even in it? You won the Champions League 4 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, so we had the best teams. Like, Liverpool, Napoli, Barca, like, the winners of their leagues. No. Due to our current system, we have fucking...
Man City won the Champions League 2 years ago. Mm. You had...
Auckland City.
Yes, of course. Who could forget? Four Brazilian clubs.
Ultra HD or something. I don't know what it was.
TNS Solutions will be in there next year.
But it was this whole thing of Chelsea being like, it's like, yeah, you know, I think like everyone's like drinking the Kool-Aid.
And it was like nobody thought we could do it. And I'm like,
yeah.
As if they're the little underdogs that haven't spent $3 billion or whatever on their squad.
Do you know what I love? No one fucking watched it as well. I didn't.
I watched one game.
I didn't even.
And it was Fluminense versus Palmeiras or whatever.
Two
Brazilian teams playing each other. I'm like, this will be a little bit different. Shite. Like, awful standard of football. Like,
because it's like, give them a fucking break as well. Like, you know,
I hope it comes back to bite them on the arse. Because I see, you know, where preseason tours are starting now. You guys had your first preseason game.
Yeah.
PNE, you played Preston North End. Yeah. Is there making moves?
I mean, I just did a video today about the I can't keep up with it. So Liverpool basically said to Newcastle, this will be out of date by the time you listen to this. Yeah. But as it stands today, Liverpool have made an informal...
£130 million
Inquiry with Newcastle about his availability. Newcastle said no. Liverpool said, right, well, if you don't give him to us, we're going to sign Ekitike instead. Or something like that. Yeah. Who Newcastle are on the verge of signing, or close, or whatever.
They've made contact. But that, like, that's been rejected as well. Like, they've put 70 or 75 million in or something, and that's been rejected.
But yeah, it's all... Then I've seen Mateta linked. I've seen Diaz wants to go. Diaz. I see Rodrigo is possibly linked. And I said this on the video, and I'll say it again. I don't want Rodrigo.
Why?
I just don't want him. He's a Madrid, big Madrid head on him.
Nice to have that luxury.
It is, like, nice. Like, but I mean, look,
you take him.
I will change my tune if we sign him, and I'll say, listen, I was a bit hasty there. But as it stands,
it's too many players though.
Like someone from the Hawks joining the Mighty Ducks. You know what I mean?
That is not
the
what
under
it's like.
The plucky underdogs, the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, the plucky underdogs. Liverpool broke the transfer record for a goalkeeper, a defender.
Broke it this window and are attempting to break it again. Yeah.
Well, you know, I tell you,
no heart is big.
It totally does mean more.
I mean, it's right there.
Yous are pushing Arsenal for the crown of worst fans.
No,
I tell you what.
No,
that baldy prick is leading the way.
This man does not represent.
It's called Anfield Edition or whatever his channel agenda is called. It does represent your
he
club.
Does not represent me or my club. And I seen a big, really popular tweet today. It was like, just so everyone knows, us Liverpool fans don't like him either. Yeah. Like, no, you can't just play one guy. You can say Goldbridge for United, even though I actually quite like Goldbridge.
He's pretty prominent. He's the only Liverpool, apart from yourself, the only Liverpool YouTuber that I know to see. You know what I mean?
There's a few. And to be honest, I'm not mad on any of them. If I'm going to... Shots fired.
You are my competition. But, this makes you my competitor.
But yeah, no. And there was one or two... I had one or two people saying like, oh, you should go on...
His show?
Yeah, or it was brought up...
I would lose a lot of respect for you.
It was brought up, I wouldn't.
If you do anything with this...
I wouldn't. And I
don't know if you ever watched the...
This is the first... I'm always very diplomatic about it, but I'm just like... But apparently it came up on a show. Oh, would you collab? And he said, oh, if you got in touch or whatever. I was like...
Of course I'm going to be in the main event. There's a thing, he had a bit of a red, there's this, it's like MUFC alternative comms. There's like, it's a guy basically who every match there is, he has like an auto-tune voice being like, it was like when it was Ten Hag, like, bald is best. Okay, let's go for the 90-minute match day reds. And it's like the highlights of the match. He'll type a script up, it's a computer voice. So
what?
Yeah, so it's like him doing alternative commentary of the match that's just gone.
Right.
And he had a bit of a row with your man. And now all last season after that, he was like, because your man was like, you're a lowlife, you're a scumbag. Because he was like...
The baldy fella was
saying? Yeah, because I think your man made some crack about...
Who was doing the alternative comedy though?
It's a channel. It's MUFC Alternative Comms.
Okay.
So you don't see his face.
Right, he
posts it on. But every time then it would be like, he started posting the video. It's a song called Fester. It's like Fester, and it would just be he just throw it in every video. It's like Fester, and then like, you're a lowlife, you're a scumbag. I think it was that he had made a joke about people in Liverpool being poor or something like that, and then your man took it real high horse stance of like, how dare you say that about the good people of Liverpool? Like,
I just think it's so serious. Like
everything's so serious.
Every Liverpool content creator, there's a few Irish guys. There's one young fella, and really, I don't think I've ever agreed with one thing he said. I've only seen the other fella from Anfield Agenda just losing it. Yeah. And I was like, it's not my style.
Zooby dooby doo.
Yeah, and all that.
He has a catalogue.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Clangers. And there's another guy from England. I don't want to name him in case this is clipped or something. But
well, look, I mean, it's the same across the board. Like all the Man United. Goldbridge has been
quite
quiet. He's been quite quiet this preseason, but all the other accounts that like would come on my timeline are all losing their minds over Mbeumo not being signed yet.
Yeah.
And apparently it's coming out today that it's like they bid 55 million plus add-ons. Burnley said no. Brentford said no. They went up to 62 plus add-ons, they said no, even though they're like, they wanted a fee of what matches Cunha. They've gone up to 70, and United have said no, 65 as high as we'll go. And people are like, oh, 6 weeks, how have you not got this done, blah blah blah. And
is
I think
it killing
it's,
you a little bit to see all the activity and United are sitting on their
yeah but
their
also
dick in their hand.
Also I would rather, like, I'm looking at the players come back and they look a lot fitter. And I'd rather them have a good pre-season under their belt with Amorim, him work what he has. Plus, if we get some more additions in, like, I think we will get there with Mbeumo. It's just taking time.
Yeah,
I'm not worried. It's 6 weeks till the start of the season.
Yeah.
Or, you know, 5 weeks, whatever. There's still plenty of time to get lads in. It's just, I, considering we started the talks at like 2nd of June...
Yeah.
Or it was like he said he wants to come on the 2nd of June.
It's not efficiently done,
no, but then you look at Cunha, and Cunha was done the first day of the season, the first day of the window. So Burnley, I think, are making it hard, and that's their want. That, you know, but I'm glad Brentford? That we're Brentford. I keep saying Burnley, but I'm glad we're not just rolling over like we would. Yeah, hey, take the 65 million up front. Like, you know, I think that's part of it.
Here's 100.
Yeah. You know, I think they're United are like, well, no, we want to pay in installments like most clubs do these days.
Yeah.
Whereas apparently they paid Mount 55 million all up front.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've made these stupid errors
Mount
in the past.
Mount could do something for you this year.
I think so. You know? I think you fit into that system. If he stays fit. It's a big thing. Like, you know, you got to stay fit.
Got a couple of leftover questions from last week, if I may.
Sure.
So thank you very much for the Q&A. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, what are you doing here? We got so many questions that we couldn't answer them all. Here's two left, actually. Any celebrity encounters that you've had?
Met Roy Keane when I was younger. He signed my Man United, my Andy Cole Man United jersey.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That is a rare jersey. I
still have it at home. I'm trying to think who else really, though. Like,
I saw the British Bulldog in an airport.
I met a couple of wrestlers when I was at Wembley. I met...
If I haven't heard of them, it doesn't count.
Malachi Black.
Please.
Alistair Black.
Celebrity encounters.
Alistair Black.
Celebrity encounters.
You know that guy, don't you?
No, I thought you were a big
NXT head.
No, I don't know who that is.
Buddy Murphy? Matthews?
You're making this up.
Yeah, okay.
I saw Father Ted in a bookshop in Dunleary shopping centre. When I was like
You saw him?
Saw him. Didn't talk to him. He looked cranky. So...
Not really either.
To be
honest, you know, I guess they're celebs now. Irish celebs. We've had them on the show.
Yeah,
your brother.
Yeah, right.
You know that
true.
Count.
Yeah, that counts.
Is that anything?
Yeah, that's something.
But generally,
actually, now that I mention it, I don't have a lot. Actually,
yeah.
I'm moving on to the next question.
Okay.
Top three pre-2000 video games.
Now, here we go.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I got a few. I don't have them in order.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to say on the Mega Drive, Sonic 1. Although by all accounts, Sonic 2 is actually
a
better game.
Sonic 2, I think.
But Sonic 1 was my jam.
Tails is a game changer, though.
Yeah. I remember at the time being like, what?
The level when, like, you have to hold on to Tails to get onto... I don't even know if that was... Like, you couldn't do anything, but, like, he's flying you to get to the next...
Yeah,
stage?
Or were you controlling? Or
I can't
know.
Remember.
But
yeah,
quality
boss level. Like
the soundtrack is iconic. Just love it. I love it. I can't tell you how much I love Green Hill Zone.
I was going
to
say
Acts 1 to 3, but particularly Act 1. Just
the music.
The music, the level, just the colors. I love every.
I mean, Casino Night Zone might have been.
Is that dun 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 dun?
And then there was another one that was like a Sonic 1. So Casino Night Zone was Sonic 2, I believe. There was another one that was Sonic 1 that was like the music was kind of like "Don't get me wrong." You know that? Remember that song?
I remember that song.
But it was like "Doon doon 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 doon," and like in my head as a child, I'd heard that song on the radio. I was like, "That's what that is." Yeah.
The next one would be. I think it would be Mario 64. To be honest.
Ooh, is that pre 2000? Yeah.
N64. I think it was like 98. And just an absolute. I mean. the most game-changing game that I remember playing. I was like, oh, look at this. Like, this is proper 3D. The first proper good gameplay 3D game. And it was so vast at the time.
Vast difference.
And and do I have a third? You say things now. Let me.
Well, I mean, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Oh, Link to the Past.
Yeah.
What's that? SNES?
SNES, yeah.
Oh.
What, were you thinking Ocarina?
The first time I ever heard of Zelda was Ocarina of Time.
Oh, Andy. SNES one is.
And I never even played it.
SNES one is incredible. You should get it. Have you got the games on the Switch?
Yes.
You should play Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. Honestly.
But would I, though?
Andy, it's so fucking good. And they have these stories in it that are absolutely incredible. And like little side quests, heartbreaking stuff that was like, there's something to do with like a guy and a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when as a kid, I'm like, why can't he do anything now? And
yeah.
Like, he's become a tree. And I was like, but it was like, you know, all these little details that they'd written into the story. Like, because I was like, well, there's three castles. You beat the three castles and then you fight Ganon and then you get Zelda back. Mm. Hooray, the game's over. It's like, no, you beat Ganon. It's like, now you're cast into the dark world and you have another seven castles that you have to go to. But between each castle, you have to go get a flute or whatever. And I was like, holy shit. Like, incredible.
Lovely.
I'm going to say, I guess probably Secret of Mana as well, which is it's kind of a Zelda-esque game. It's an RPG, SNES as well.
I wouldn't have you down for.
I was a big RPG guy back in the day. Yeah. I can't now. I never did Final Fantasy VII.
I was gonna say that would probably be my one, but even though I didn't even finish it, I just really loved the story and particularly the music. I was literally only yesterday listening to the piano collection from Final Fantasy VII, and it is, I mean, a work of art. But anyway, that's
another. Secret of Mana was like, you play a guy who, a young boy who picks the mana sword out of it. It's like Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
And then it's like, since you've done that, you have awoken the magic, and it's like there's dark forces creeping in around the world, and you're the chosen one. And then you get a girl to come by your side and a sprite. And at one point you can like ride a dragon to all this. Like, it was like proper open world RPG stuff before, you know,
it was popular
then. Yeah, before like Final Fantasy VII or whatever. It's Square. It's a Square game. Square Enix, you know, Squaresoft. So that, and probably Resident Evil 1.
You know what? It's so slow now by comparison.
Yeah, but it was so good.
We still quote it a lot. Like me and Tony or Newman when we were hanging out. It was just like, it's like, what is it? Blood. Hopefully not Chris's blood. This is whatever.
Wesker.
Within the first. Yeah. But like opening the doors took so long. Yeah. It's like, I got to go into the other room again. It's like, it's like a little like skip scene or something that you couldn't skip.
But like, you knew the game had a great way of being like, camera angles change. Like, well, something's happening here.
Yeah,
I'm walking by the window. I made it past the first one. No, nothing happened. Okay. Second one.
I guess I'm up.
A dog. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you get a bunch of power-ups and weapons, you're like, oh, what's coming?
Here we go.
What are I facing here?
Like, I played all of them up until the last one.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them, but most of them.
They're pretty much all good. Like, I don't remember
any of them. Did you play the first-person ones?
Yeah, like the Spanish one and all that.
No.
About the villagers and stuff.
No, that was 4. But, like, the one that is exclusively in first-person... Oh. That came out on the PS4 and there was another one after that. And it was like, you're in some redneck county, your wife has gone missing, and it's kind of like Texas Chainsaw style zombies or whatever like that. But it is first person. And I made the mistake of like getting high and then come back in and be like, all right, now to play some scary games.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Yeah. Why do I do this?
I would have a joint and then I'd go back in, whether it was like Dead Space or, you know, something like that. And I'd pick up the pad and I'd be like, okay. And then I'd realize, like, why am I
don't have to do this?
I don't have to do this.
Why don't we just play fucking Uncharted or something where it's like, whoa.
Do you know what? I'd love to play. And it was evident when we had our last games night. I'd love it if you could just go and play like FIFA 14 with like new, before the Ultimate Team show.
Yeah.
And like just have the current
Pro
players.
Evo 3 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, we talk about it all the time that like me, Coffee and Brian, remember we set up, we made our like starting 11 Pro Evo with like cloning players.
Yeah.
And it was like, I had, my team was like, I had Beckham, I had Top, but like we spent like 2 hours being like,
getting
okay, it was like, whose turn? Okay, so we did like a drew numbers, like first pick. So you get first pick of goalkeeper. This is one night, like in our early 20s when we're like been drinking and stuff.
You had time.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. It was like, all right, we're ready. We're ready to play the first game. Like, we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like the setting up is almost as fun sometimes. But,
yeah.
Yeah, look, so a little bit of business as well, I'm sorry to say. I haven't wanted to think about it. But the pod is going to have to go on pause for an indefinite period, a couple of months.
Hiatus.
Because first of all, this studio closes after. So we have next week, and then after that we have to take a break because the studio closes for 3 weeks. When we come back, my darling wife-to-be will be about a week out, so from having our third child. So, yeah, you'll have to just take a little break. But, hey, if you just can't get enough and you're like, ah, lads, I was only getting into it, fear not, because we have a Patreon, of course. We hardly ever talk about it, but you'll find it on patreon.com/whatsogreatabout. And you'll find literally hundreds of episodes, bonus episodes, solo episodes, music episodes, top five rankings, about 50 of them, a bunch of mini series that were exclusive to Patreon, like the MCU, Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, 90s Action, Ryan Gosling, the movies of Tony Scott, heist movies, and the movies from 2007. And a bunch of other stuff too.
Yeah.
So
it is it's a good time.
Yes.
So if you're going to be missing us on the weekly reg, you got hundreds, if not thousands of hours worth of stuff there. Maybe thousands a bit strong, but hundreds.
I'd say thousands of hours.
Okay.
Well,
hundreds definitely.
Yeah. Certainly. Days worth. Yeah. You could probably, I would hazard a guess.
It would cover the 2 months. To everything, 3 months.
You probably, if you listen to one a day, you would 100% be able to make it through.
There's definitely 90, there's more than 90 episodes there, you know?
Yeah, so.
I mean, we did 30 alone on the MCU.
Yeah,
or
there
whatever
you go.
It was, like, so.
But I'm not looking forward to it, to be honest with you. But
I miss
so
you.
So I'll be back.
I miss you, Rob.
I was only watching that yesterday.
Anchorman.
Yeah, the full movie.
Yeah,
Andy. It's like, I miss your smell. It's like, why don't you take it easy?
Like the little reach.
Miss your laugh.
I miss you, Ron.
But
they would
yeah.
not stop screaming.
And I was listening to watching old school. I've been going back over it.
You're doing Will Ferrellathon.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Because they fucking pulled South Park just like that because the rights or something. It's like just one day, it's like, it's not here.
And I think they were speaking out about the merger.
There's some issue with them and Paramount, isn't there?
So Paramount are being sold at the moment, hopefully being bought. They need to be bought. And it needs to be like, Trump needs to approve the merger because it's not strictly legal, I think, at the moment.
What?
So it's like the Redstone family who like own Paramount, apparently they were trying to like curry up to Trump to like get this over the line. And like South Park, they have the new series ready to go, apparently. And like they posted something like this is a shit show or something like that. And then,
wow.
I think so. So
wow.
You know.
Well, I'm cancelling Paramount. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, use it for my SpongeBob, Andy. You gonna cut me off cold turkey?
Well, look, we are going to record a little Patreon episode now. So, if you want more, check us out there. We'll be back next week as normal.
Any patrons out there, if you want us to finish with a bang, send us in something. We'll cover it, hopefully.
Please. Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
What's that from?
You say Zelensky?
Yeah. Okay, Zelensky. Shoot.
I don't know.
Ah!
How's it from?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I thought it was... Wayne Zelensky is the only Zelensky I know. Is it from the movie or the TV show?
The movie. The neighbor is like, okay, Zelensky. Shoot.
More of a TV show kind of guy myself.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids TV show. Uh-huh. Get out of here.
So you know every episode.
New?
No, old. Right. Disney Channel, back in the 90s. Anyway, we're burning daylight. We're burning good stuff here.
All right.
It's all going at the end.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast.